Hi, and thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
10520.
Okay, that was 10520.
Yes. Well, if you're going to compare it to the work, the number here, that won't match up. So work phone.
All right. Can I get the first and last name on the account?
Nancy Jacobs.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Jacobs. Can you verify your address for me, please?
95 Maple Street, Croton-on-Hudson, New York, 10520.
All right. Thank you. All right, I do have your account pulled up here. I'm showing the last order that was placed was back in February for the Circumax sports socks.
I have a subscription for the Omega 3 Omax.
Just looking over the account. I don't see a secondary account. Did you order it off our omaxhealth.com site?
It's possible, but you can't manage your subscriptions on there, and it's not pulling it up. I had to put it on hold. They sent me one too many, so I thought they were going to restart it, but nothing's come.
What was the last date of your shipment?
I don't know, September.
Let's see if you have a secondary account somewhere in here. So I'm only pulling up that one, and that was done back in February.
Yeah, the
yep, you got a second one. Here it is. You got a second one. Yeah, this was placed on December the 6th for your Omax Ultra Pure, the two-month subscription for $79.95.
So they put it through?
Yeah, it placed. Hang on just a second. Let me go back to my other screen. Let's see. I think we got an expired card on file.
Yeah, that's the other reason I was
calling. Yep, and that's why it didn't ship out. We can definitely get that taken care of for you and get your order replaced.
I didn't get any emails about it or nothing.
We tried to call you back in February. Well, actually, the last time we tried it, back in May, to give you an upcoming heads up that the account was nearing your expiration date.
Yeah, well, I updated it then because I had gotten deliveries before after that. This wasn't an expired card. It was fraudulent.
So okay.
The transaction was fraudulent, so it just happened recently.
Okay. Well, we can definitely get this order replaced for you. Let me pull my order screen up so we can take care of that for you. Did you want to continue with the two-month subscription?
Yeah. And I'm, like, down to the last card, finally. And I went looking through the cabinet, and I'm like,
well, where's the rest of it?
And I said, oh, well, maybe they were going to start it back up again in January. And then I was like, well, did they say February? But February would be too late. So, because they skipped. I had an extra one sent. I had to put it on hold for some reason, or I forget what it was. But I had an extra one. So they were going to skip 2 months and then put it out again. So.
Okay. Well, all right. I am going to go ahead and update the system. I do have your two-month subscription again here for $79.95.
Seems more expensive than I was saying.
And I do understand that, but again, for our purity standards, our prices do change monthly. Now, once your credit card does expire, it does lock you out of that promotionary price that was offered in the beginning. So it's not a guarantee that we can offer the same price that you were getting previously due to us having to keep up with our purity standards. So it does get a little bit more expensive over time. But that's why we do ask our customers to go ahead and subscribe to our program so that way they can get that discounted subscription price.
And the $79 is the discounted subscription price?
Wow. So let me go back and double check again as far as what you were paying to give a comparison. You were paying the $59.99 for the two, but they, again, that price was locked in for you. Well, that was the last year's cost. So you were, your subscription remained active, so you were still getting that last year's price, but due to our prices changing over the year as far as our purity standards, we do have to go up a little bit. So we weren't able to go ahead and offer you that $59.99 again, and I do apologize about that. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to my order screen. So are we in agreement with going ahead and placing the order for your two-month subscription at that price?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Alrighty, I do have that updated for you. I'm not showing on here, have you tried our vitamin D supplements as well, Ms. Jacobs? You know, it's wintertime and we're not getting outside as normally as we used to, and that vitamin D is one of our vitamins that we do need in our body as far as to help our immune system and our bone health. Now, I do have an offer for you as far as to add the vitamin D to the account today for you. It is a one-time shipment of the vitamin D for you, and I can get that added to the account right now for $9.99.
No, I was doing a diet thing, so I had to, that's one of the reasons I had to put the account on hold, which I'm going to start again in January.
Okay.
So I can't take the omega-3 while I'm in the cleanse phase of it. So.
Understandable. Okay, are we going to go ahead and pay for your two-month subscription with American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa?
Visa.
Okay, you can go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
4207-6702-5187-9618.
Okay, and the expiration date?
0226.
And the three-digit security code on the back of the card?
619.
All right, I'll repeat everything back for you. It's 4207-6702-5187-9618. Expiration date of February 2026. And the three-digit code is 619.
Correct.
All right, we'll go ahead and get your order processed for $79.95. There's no tax or postage. And if you do have a pen and paper, I do have a confirmation number for you confirming we got your order placed successfully.
Okay. Okay.
All right, it's going to be 148-9705.
Okay, awesome.
All right, is there anything else that I can help you with today, Ms. Jacobs?
No, I guess that's it.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.